In South Africa, voters are in the midst of the most contentious election since that country elected Nelson Mandela in its first all-race vote. That's because the African National Congress, which has dominated politics for the past 15 years, is now split. The voting at the end of April is expected to be the biggest test yet of the country's young democracy. NPR's special Africa correspondent Charlene Hunter-Galt begins her report at a church service celebrating the ruling party.
We are in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
It may sound like an ordinary South African church service, but religious leaders like Bishop Pule Magete soon made clear it wasn't.
This is a special service that has been ordained by God.
The service was held at the Civic Center in the town of Vereeniging, a busy industrial hub. The packed hall was called to endorse the ANC's political manifesto even before they heard it read. It was attended by 500 members of a coalition of denominations, many of whom had grown up in the 97-year-old political party and see it as the one that liberated them from white minority rule. In front of them, hanging over the town's crest, was a yellow ANC banner with a picture of ANC President Jacob Zuma, who hopes to become the country's president next month, and with the words, "Hands off Jacob Zuma." Pastor Upa Maleka made it clear that they also believed it was God's will that the ANC win the election and encouraged their members to vote ANC.
It is responsible for us to endorse the manifesto of ANC, because if you endorse the manifesto of any other political party, you are basically saying, let's start all over again.
The executive mayor of the region, Simon Mofokeng, took a swipe at the Congress of the People, COPE, the upstart party recently organized by a breakaway faction of the ANC. Some say they joined because the country needed a change, but many were disgruntled when last fall the ANC forced Thabo Mbeki to step down as president of the country. The party leaders accused Mbeki of political meddling in a case charging Jacob Zuma with corruption, bribery, and racketeering. The mayor warned the gathering against ANC defectors in COPE.
If they betrayed the movement that has brought them up, what is it that they will do when they ask you to vote for them? They are going to betray you.
The Deputy Secretary General of the ANC, Thandi Modise, laid out the key elements of the ANC's manifesto, including promises around improving education and curbing crime, developing the rural areas, and creating jobs, housing, and providing clean water.
We've done a lot, but we think we can do much more for our people.
But that's not how COPE sees it. At a different kind of church service earlier in the week, to which all candidates were invited to come and pray for a peaceful election, I spoke with COPE's leader, Mvumi Dandala, a minister himself, but a new face on the political scene. After the service, he told me the ANC hadn't kept its promises since it came to power.
After 14, 15 years, we are not only seeing dismal problems with social delivery, but we are actually seeing a situation where these have failed because of the moral ineptitude of many of the people who were given the responsibility.
Although many of the issues are not that different from the ANC's, COPE has harped on the morality issue, not least because of the criminal charges pending against Jacob Zuma, which the ANC says are political. But this prayer meeting's emphasis on a peaceful election stemmed in part from the incidents of violence and intimidation that have plagued the campaign. Dandala complained of attacks on his followers.
Not only was there violence, there was even shooting.
Dandala held the ANC accountable.
I would like to say that the African National Congress is the party in power. These instances of intimidation and violence indicate their inability to lead this country to honor its own constitution.
No surprise, the ANC's Modise criticized COPE supporters.
We have several instances of provocation where people tear down ANC posters, ANC t-shirts, say things against the ANC, which then our branch members react to. We are appealing for patience. We are appealing for tolerance. We are appealing for discipline.
And how are the voters reacting to all this politicking? Churchgoer Viola Dendiuka says he isn't going to vote.
It's a foregone conclusion. ANC is going to win.
But 24-year-old Imbogani Zondo is going to vote, but...
I think this year's election, they're going to be tight.
Tony Nurangarega says he'll vote, although he thinks all politicians are the same, and he'll decide with...
A flip of the coin a day before elections.
Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Johannesburg.